The disagreement between some U.S. cities and federal immigration authorities means cops have had to tread lightly or be caught in the middle of a big national debate. The White House has called for a change in the law to pressure local police to enforce federal immigration policies, including detainer requests for undocumented immigrants. The city of Seattle has sued the Trump administration over its threats to punish cities by removing federal funding for uncooperative jurisdictions. So in the Seattle suburb of Auburn, where one out of every 10 officers is paid under a federal grant program, it's a little dicey. Reporter Liz Jones with KUOW Public Radio in Seattle takes us on a police ride-along in a suburb where cops may be choosing between what they call reasonable immigration enforcement and their own paychecks.
$450, you can send me to that as well.
Police officer Aaron Williams furrows his brow as he reroutes toward a 911 call.
This call is just a little bit weird, so...
We cruise through Auburn, a suburb just south of Seattle, where the Latino population has more than doubled in the past decade. Williams has worked here 17 years, and he recently took a new role on the community response team. A big part of his job is to create closer ties with the people who live and work here.
And specifically down here at 25th and F, in this area, is a large Hispanic community. So we're trying to kind of understand, okay, so what's the best way to connect with them? You know, is it through Facebook? Is it more, you know, community meetings, bike patrol guys being down here and us being out on foot?
Auburn's community response team has grown to 3 officers in the past couple years, thanks to a federal COPS grant. COPS is short for Community Oriented Policing Services. Auburn's been awarded $2 million from this fund in the past 5 years. But it's one of the police grants that Trump officials have threatened to cut from sanctuary cities. Sanctuary's a fuzzy term. It generally refers to policies that restrict information sharing or the use of local resources for immigration enforcement.
Somebody called 911?
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did. Okay, let me pull over here. You guys okay?
Yeah.
We arrive at the 911 call. An 11-year-old boy had reported his twin sister was missing, and a dozen kids cluster on the sidewalk. It turns out the sister is fine. 2 more cops roll up on bicycles, and the kids, all immigrants from the Marshall Islands, surround them like paparazzi and fire off questions.
You have a gun?
I do.
Yes, I do. I have a gun.
And you guys going to kill people?
No, absolutely not.
Some of these kids have seen the bike cops around and challenged them to a race. A few parents look on from the apartment steps. As we head back to the station, Officer Williams says he'd love to see the bike patrol expand because they get to know a lot of people. The COPS grant pays for these bike officers, too. In fact, it pays for about 10% of Auburn's police staff.
Well, that's a big deal for us.
This is Auburn Police Commander Steve Stocker. He's managed these COPS grants and doesn't think his department's policies on immigration should put this money at any risk.
We never have and never will. We don't actively go out and look for illegal immigrants. However, if the federal government does contact us and come into Auburn with an active case and they ask for our assistance, we will assist them. That's law enforcement assisting law enforcement.
Stocker says officers don't ask about immigration status. Auburn's policy also says it's unnecessary to notify ICE or Immigration and Customs Enforcement when someone is booked into jail or hold people in jail extra time while ICE investigates, unless there's a warrant or criminal charge. One of President Trump's executive orders aims to withhold money from places that hinder ICE, and it's raised questions about what criteria the feds will use to define these so-called sanctuary locations. It's unclear if Auburn's policies fall into this category. But what is clear is that U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions wants more cooperation across the board, as he indicated at a March press conference.
But fundamentally, we intend to use all the lawful authority we have to make sure that our state and local officials who are so important to law enforcement are in sync with the federal government.
Sessions also noted that $4 billion in law enforcement grants is at stake, including that COPS program that Officer Williams is a part of. Several cities, including Seattle, have filed lawsuits challenging this executive order and to seek clarity on the legal limits of cooperation between local police and ICE. In Seattle, the loss of these police grants would be a small drop in a big budget, and city officials have taken a high-profile stand in the fight over sanctuary cities. But in suburban Auburn, the city council is moving cautiously about whether to adopt this label.
I don't support
the word sanctuary city because of the funding issues.
This is Auburn's Deputy Mayor Largo Wales at a council meeting in May.
But I do think that we need to take it up a couple of notches, and we need to go to an ordinance.
The City Council is debating an ordinance that would strengthen sanctuary policies, including more explicit wording that city staff don't ask about immigration status. But there's hesitation to hoist this flag higher and potentially draw scrutiny from the feds. Auburn resident Vidal Rojas, choking back tears, encouraged the council to act.
¿Qué estamos gastando nuestro tiempo? ¿Qué están ahí sentados ustedes muy cómodos y nosotros podríamos...
Why are we wasting our time here? And you guys are sitting here really comfortable and we're all here putting all our energy into this.
Rojas said he wants children growing up here to know they're supported. This tug of war over federal funding for things like bike cops in suburban neighborhoods is set to continue in court, in Congress, and in cities across the country, whether they label themselves the sanctuary or not. For The Takeaway, I'm Liz Jones.
Quick update on this story. The Auburn City Council has since passed a resolution that prohibits city employees from asking about a person's immigration status. Many community members had pushed for a stronger ordinance that would make that policy legally enforceable.